T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Radio.com sports station. Two Wisconsin guys talking Wisconsin sports in the morning. Broadcasting live on the Radio.com app. 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's time for Chuck and Winkler in the Morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We just went over the Madden ratings. We will never do that again.
A hard reset, as Phil Mickelson would say, for the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah. 7 o'clock hour, first segment, the NBA 2K20 ratings came out.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, that's fine.
You want to go through these?
No, that's fine.
I will tell you the top three. LeBron and Kawhi are 97s, and then tied with Giannis is Durant and Harden at 96.
Okay.
So Giannis is up there top five.
All right. Not considered the best player, according to them.
Giannis, well, no, I would still put Kawhi. I mean, you're putting Kawhi ahead of Giannis at this point with the playoff run, and then LeBron. I guess we'll see what he looks like after a rested season with some injury.
Maybe a year older.
Giannis caused a little bit of a stir yesterday as he was in New York. You know, he's been on this tour with Nike. I was telling you, he has been bouncing around, and he's not in Milwaukee right now. He was in Milwaukee on Sunday, but that was really just one of his stops. I mean, the Bucks had a great MVP party for him, 22,000-some people there at Pfizer Forum at the Deer District, and it was a cool thing that the Bucks did, and it was cool to see Giannis interact with the fans like that. But before that, he was in California. Before that, he was at the ESPYs. Now he's in New York, and I saw a picture yesterday of Giannis and CC Sabathia. And I thought, well, that's kind of neat. You know, these are two guys that have been very important to Milwaukee. He was able to, he's at Yankee Stadium. He's with Nike. He's able to meet up with CeCe. And then the video that's causing people to be like upset is Giannis taking batting practice with the New York Yankees. Because Giannis, this is the first time we've ever seen him take batting practice. Okay. There's a baseball team here. If we saw Giannis batting practice video, it should have been, should it have not have been here?
Well, that's what I tweeted out. I saw the Yankee account, and I saw this, and it was going on social media. I'm like, why is he going to New York with the Yankees and chubbing it up with the Yankee players? And I get he's on this tour, but shouldn't that have taken place with our team here in this? I mean, both teams got a pretty good relationship with each other. Okay. The Bucks players, Budenholzer has thrown out the first pitch at games and all that, and Brewer players have supported the Milwaukee Bucks during the regular season and the postseason. We saw numerous Bucks there. Yeah, why is this happening with New York? Why is he taking batting practice with the Yankees? I didn't like that. I didn't like seeing. I mean, it's kind of cool seeing him take batting practice, but I wish it was with our team instead of the Yankees. What gives here?
I think it is odd that the first time we ever saw Giannis take batting practice of any kind, and he did this in the cage, and there's video online, and he's very bad at it. So you're at least better at Giannis than one thing. You're at least better than Giannis at one thing, because he, even if you're bad with a bat, he had no idea what was going on. I don't think he's ever held a bat before.
But I've seen basketball players do this before, and basketball players, for the most part, terrible when it comes to swinging a baseball bat.
Yeah, well, Giannis, add him to the list.
Oh, God, yeah.
Add him to the list.
I'm not surprising.
So I think, okay, that I do agree. He's taking batting practice at the Yankees. If you were ever to do that, there's a Major League Baseball team that plays 5 minutes from where he works, okay? He should have been doing it with the Brewers. The bigger point is this the beginning of something? And you look at all these other guys recruiting players. Paul George gets swept out of Oklahoma City to go play in L.A. We didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. LeBron James has been courting Anthony Davis ever since he became a Laker. These guys, Durant and Kyrie, wanted to play with each other so bad that I don't even know if the Nets knew that they were coming there. They just agreed that they were going to find a spot in Brooklyn, and the Nets are like, okay. So these guys, they're courting each other, and we've always said, look, Giannis doesn't have these friendships because he didn't come up through AAU. He didn't come up through Team USA. He doesn't have those connections that these other guys do. He's not riding a banana boat with LeBron and Carmelo and Dwayne and Chris Paul. He's not, you know, he's different. Mm-hmm. But if it's not going to be the players that recruit him out of here, could it be a company like Nike?
Yeah, I mean, when he does these tours and he goes around and spending, and like he spent time in New York, my thought was, God, I hope he doesn't spend too much time in New York and say, you know what, you know, there's a hot, heavy Greek population, more people. God, you know, the lights are brighter in New York. You know, I mean, it's a town that never sleeps. You know, Manhattan, anybody's been to Manhattan, no, it's 24-7, that thing is going on. As they go to New York and say, wow, maybe this is the atmosphere I need to be in. That's my fear. When he travels to some of these spots, or he travels to L.A. and says, oh, man, maybe this is a spot. This is, you know, I mean, that the fact that he's not going to be in Space Jam 2, I thought it was a good thing because it's like, man, then, you know, he's got a little taste of Hollywood. He might think, hey, this is, L.A. is the place to be. So, no. I mean, I think the less exposure he has to some of those other cities, the better it is, you know?
Trails on the north side at 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. What's going on, T?
Hey, Giannis.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is such a touchy topic with me because I've sit here and watched the Bucks offseason plan so far go about, and I don't think people really are looking at this thing. We have Giannis on the contract for 2 years, but we actually got 1 year to figure out if we're really going to be able to keep him, if he's really going to stay here. If you listen to the more and more quotes that Giannis is talking about, it's all about winning the championship. He stated, you know, I want to be in Milwaukee for the rest of my career, or, you know, I want to be a Buck. But then he also had a disclaimer by saying, you know, as long as we're doing the right things to win, you know. And that's why I question moves like the Brogdon move. It's not even about how much Brogdon wanted to be here or not or whatever. It's about, was this a luxury tax deal that you let a guy that was a valuable piece of your team go? And what happens if you fall short, if you don't even reach as far as you did last year?
Would you feel better, Terrell, if the Bucks came out and said, you know what, the reason why we didn't sign Brogdon, we had some concerns. We had concerns about that plantar fasciitis and the problems with that, and that just never goes away. And we didn't just think going to the salary cap was worth signing a guy who's got that.
Yeah, but you signed Bledsoe for $17-18 million, and he's got a terrible knee that we haven't, it hasn't spilled over yet with his knee issues that he has. So, I mean, I'm sure we can go to any player down the roster and pick some things, you know, from the team side to, you know, to put on a good face to make it look like, you know, this is something we had to do. But, I mean, the word around the league and what it really looks like, it was a salary dump. The Bucks that the owner from Indiana called, and the Bucks were willing to play ball because they really didn't have any intentions of paying him. So just kind of maybe they made the best of a bad situation because they never had intentions of paying him. But I'm saying that you have to find a way to make this team better. And right now, I can't say that they made the team better. I really can't.
Yeah.
And
no.
When you look at it from a standpoint that Giannis has won an MVP now. There's going to be pressure on him. If you recall, the pressure that was on LeBron to win a championship after he started piling up those MVPs, that pressure pushed him right up out of Cleveland. The same thing with Kevin Durant. I mean, he won that MVP 2014. A couple years later, he's gone, you know, to Golden State because it's all about championships. Once you prove that you're one of the better players in the league, it's like, now it's time to put your name, you know, etch your name in stone and start to get championships. And the Bucks, if you know, because those agents that he has, they're going to be the trying force to try to get him to a New York stage or something like that.
Yeah, that agent of his skews me out, Trout.
Yeah.
They're based in New York too. You know, that guy, he's based somewhere on the East Coast over there in New York, and the more and more that I try to take for granted and say, yeah, Giannis is going to stay here, Giannis is going to be here, I know he's going to be here, the more pressure that's put on him, because the Bucks haven't went out, you know, and did a move like when Russell Westbrook's last year of his contract, they went out and traded for Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, and then they got him to sign that contract extension. You know, even though it didn't work out, they still got the player they wanted to sign an extension. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get that player that you know that if he's here, we still got a team. But if he's gone, we're no more.
It would be nice. You know, with all these superstars going everywhere in this offseason, yeah, it would be nice if Milwaukee could get a guy like a legit superstar next to Giannis and pair somebody up with a star. I mean, I'm talking about a star. You know, you got these two and three.
Milwaukee signed an all-star this year.
I'm talking superstar. You know what I mean? Superstar. It'd be great if the Bucks
had one of
these guys.
Milwaukee is two Antetokounmpos.
Okay. I mean a Westbrook. I'm just saying, you know, just interesting to see how Giannis would be next to a Westbrook. How good this team. I mean, if they had Westbrook on this team. And I'm saying a guy, you know, if they had a Kawhi. You know, guys who are just. They're teaming up with other stars around the league. If Giannis could team up with one of those guys here in Milwaukee, that would be just fantastic. You know, I mean, he's got Middleton, he's got Bledsoe. Nice, good players, but they're not Kawhi. They're not Russell Westbrook. They're not superstar. They're not Kevin Durant. All right? Not even Kyrie Irving. As disappointed as I was in the series against Boston. None of those guys are even that. So, I would love to see if Milwaukee could ever get that done. I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
We tweeted out a picture of Giannis and CeCe Sabathia at Yankee Stadium yesterday. The question that we put up is, what do you think would convince Giannis to leave Milwaukee? So, I mean, what do you think? A lot of us think he's staying, but what do you think would convince him to leave? Some of the answers that have come in. Matthew says, why even bring this up? No one wants this to happen. Why discuss it? John says, who comes up with this stuff? Mark says, oh my God, go back to talking about Madden ratings.
Well, have we figured out, okay, the Bucks can offer that Supermax, that $250 million. What's the most he could get?
He can get like 5 years, $250 from us. And then from somebody else, I think it's like 4 years, $190 million. It's something like that. It's something.
So he would take $60 million less with somebody else, but one less year.
I actually think it's about $40 or $45 million. It's somewhere around there.
But one year less.
It's substantial.
Okay.
It's substantial. But then you have to think, well, if he goes to New York, there's marketing opportunities. However, I still think that, like, he's a global superstar. So I think you can be in a small market and still. I don't think, like, if Giannis had played in New York or L.A. the last 3 years, I don't think necessarily his star would be higher. He might get on ESPN a little more because he's wearing the right clothing. But I don't – like, Giannis is a superstar.
Yeah.
Giannis is a superstar. He's maybe even bigger outside of the country than he is in the country. He can play in Milwaukee. He can play in Portland. He can play wherever, okay? It doesn't matter. He doesn't need to go to New York to be a star. He can be a star in Milwaukee. If the Bucks aren't putting a winner on the court, that's what would get him, I think, to leave, because he does want a championship. He doesn't even want to be called MVP anymore because he wants to be motivated to win it again. He just wants to win. So as long as the Bucks are allowing him to do that and signing half his family along the way, I think that he'll ultimately stay.
Well, that's why I think this was a big year for the team, that they showed that they could win. Now, that they win the championship? No. But at least they turned the corner and showed and won a playoff series. And they won two playoff series. All right? So that's something that they haven't done with Giannis. So now the next step is to, you know, go a little further and maybe win a championship here. But at least they turned the corner, Bart, and they weren't 45-38 and got bounced in the first round of the postseason. At least they had a little excitement in this town, and we got a taste of what it's all about. Giannis got a taste of what it's all about, you know, playing games deep into the month of May. But now, you know, it's time for that next step. They can't take a step backward next year. But as Terrell pointed out a while ago, you know, the team is probably isn't as good as it was when the season ended by losing Malcolm Brogdon.
MKE Brewers fan says, is Nike alone a big enough reason to get him to leave, or are you guys trolling again? Bucks have done everything right for 2 years. They can offer him way more money than anyone else. He's not going anywhere. I don't think he's going anywhere, and I'm with you. I generally don't like to talk about this just because I don't want to speak it into existence. I believe that he will end up staying here. I wouldn't be 100% about it because guys' feelings do change. I mean, when I was 6 years old, I wanted to marry my neighbor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
still do?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. But, you know, when I was 18 years old, I wanted to have 5 kids live in Fond du Lac for the rest of my life.
Oh, boy, that changed quickly.
You know, things change. And I was exposed to, you know, different stuff and bigger cities. And so Giannis can think he's content in Milwaukee. And then along one of these tour stops, he can be like, man, you know, I really like it here.
Well, if he talked to CeCe, I wonder how that conversation went. CeCe probably, you know, CeCe liked it here. CeCe could have told Giannis, oh, yeah, how do you like Milwaukee? Yeah, I love my time in Milwaukee. But, dude, that was small town. This is, you know, here in New York, they paid me a lot of money. Got through a lot of things here in New York. And I just, you know, him talking to CeCe wasn't necessarily a great idea if that's some of the stuff that they talked about yesterday.
Well, if CeCe is the reason that Giannis leaves, he will no longer be one of my favorite Brewers of all time. Jerry tweets in at the fan, says, hey, guys, Yelich toured around the country doing his thing after his MVP. Nobody went wild about that.
Under team control for more years. Probably. I think fans of this season in this city, if you say, hey, if you had a choice between keeping Giannis with the Bucks or Yelich with the Brewers, overwhelmingly, it would be Giannis, keeping Giannis with the Bucks. Giannis means so much more to the Bucks. Not that Yelich doesn't mean to the Brewers, but Giannis means so much more to the Bucks in the NBA because, you know, you got to have that superstar than Christian Yelich does to the Brewers. Giannis with the Bucks, 60 wins. Yelich with the Brewers, even he's got some pieces around him. Still, they're 43-42, despite him having a hell of a year.
Well, that sounds like a good poll we can throw up. We haven't got killed for a poll in a while, so we'll throw that up at 105.7 FM, The Fan, on Twitter. There's also a Twitter contest where you can win State Fair tickets by either praising or possibly selling out your significant other. And we'll take a look at that next. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. You may know Paula Abdul from her time on American Idol. Some of you know her from when she was in love with a cartoon. Opposites attract. Coming back to break here, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. We've talked about this before, and it'll lead into our Twitter question for you guys to win State Fair tickets today, a 4-pack. I've never wanted to date anybody that was super into sports. I never wanted them to be like a diehard sports fan. I always thought it was the ideal date for me was always like take someone to a baseball game and teach them about the double play and the sac fly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that sports are like impossible to explain. So now on Sundays, I'm trying to explain the difference between fair catches and kickoffs and fumbles, and it's like explaining Madden ratings to you. It's just brutal.
Sure.
Just brutal. So I never wanted somebody to be like super into sports, but some guys, I mean, that's their dream girl is they are super into sports. They can go to games. They can break down the 4-3 and the 3-4 with each other. That to me just seems, seems gross.
I've never met a woman who could do that. And I don't, dating a woman or being married to a woman who likes sports, yeah, you kind of like your hope that she likes sports. But if she's just in it for the party aspect and getting together and likes going to games and just being there for the atmosphere and, you know, wanting the team to win, that's good enough for me.
So did I hear this quote right? You said, I've never met a woman that knows the difference between a 4-3 and a 3-4?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Amy Lawrence, overnights?
Never met her.
You're on with her all the time.
Yeah, but I've never met her in person. I mean, we just know each other through the radio. We don't know each other personally.
Okay.
People ask me about that. They say, oh, you guys know each other? And I said, no. Just from being on the show.
So you guys never dated or anything like
No. You know what's funny about that? She was talking on her show.
Corbett.
She was talking on her show that when she dates a guy,
yeah,
she doesn't necessarily want to talk sports. She says
why would she? That would be awful.
Why is that?
Because that's her job.
Well, but that's about, we do that. We hang around with guys, we our friends and all, we talk sports.
I do that.
You know, with your buddies?
Oh, it's brutal.
How's that?
Why do you want to? You talk sports 4 hours a day.
Yeah, but I know. But
you
want
to go do this show and then go do it with other people?
No, but if you're gonna, you've got to that point where you can't talk sports with your friends.
I want to save my takes for the air, baby.
You can't talk sports with your friends? Come on, I don't believe that.
Well, it's like talking down to people. I'm smarter than everyone.
Come on. No, you get together your guys. What do? You talk about sports. You do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a natural thing. You talk about sports. You're telling me you get together with your boys from Fond du Lac and they say, Bart, man, what do you think of the Packers? Are their defense going to be better?
For 4 days now, yeah. I've been saying that the Brewers, these 2 weeks are important and you got to be sellers or buyers. And I don't want to, see a guy out tonight and have a drink and him turn to me and go, Bart, you think the Brewers should be sellers?
Yeah.
I say, listen to my show.
But the guy said, but he's your buddy. It's a whole different situation.
These people ask me about sports. I just throw up radio.com and start playing the podcast.
All right. What about you, Harvey?
Well, I talk sports even with the chicks, man. I'm like, hey, Arrieta, 4-3 in his last 7 starts.
Oh, yeah.
The under, 1-6. What do you guys think we should do? The under 8.5?
But I mean, like, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship where I'm watching sports on TV, and she's like in another room watching, I don't know, American Idol.
Right. So all my uncles ended up marrying women from the South, and so they're all really into hoops. Like a couple of them are from Kentucky, and they know more about basketball, and they're dimes. Like they're like 10s out of 10s, like really good looking. I think it just depends where you grow up. Like if you're in SEC territory.
Oh, that's what dime means.
Yeah, like they're really good looking. Yeah.
Like they're 10.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
You ever heard that rating before? Yeah, they're dimes.
Some of them are 12s, man.
Yeah.
But so they know sports, and when it's college football season and college hoop season, like they could talk with the best of them, and they're really good looking. So I don't know, but with my wife, she really likes football. But like she says, like, when we were dating, she's like, I knew you love sports, but not this much. Like, I'm watching Wimbledon, and I'm watching golf, and I'm watching...
You got a little extra cash.
Yeah, I'm watching World Premier Soccer.
You don't love sports, with that. You love
so,
money.
You're making some money there.
Right. So she likes going to the zoo on a Sunday, and I'm like, no, we can't. Like, the NHL, the playoffs are out. And she's like, okay, like we really need to watch everything. So I think she gets annoyed by the amount of sports I watch. But, she'll watch the Super Bowl. She watches every Packers game, likes the Packers. College football is a little extreme for her because I wake up, I watch college game day, and then I'm up until 2 a.m. sweating out the Pac-12.
Okay, like if I'm dating a girl, like Shannon, my girlfriend, she loves the golf. Okay, but I mean, if she didn't like the golf, it'd be kind of difficult because I like the golf so much, and she does too, so that works out. If a woman didn't like the golf, it'd be a little tough to have a relationship with her.
Right, because she'd be in the cart. Doing her nails, like, is it time to leave yet? And you'd be like, no, we just finished the fourth, actually.
No, exactly.
We got a couple more of these to go.
But, I mean, like, at my house, I'm getting home last night. We're going to have something to eat. Boom. Brewer game automatically goes on. There's no even question about it.
So, Bart, with you, I think it's like you saw the movie Summer Catch, and you just want to be Jimmy Fallon. Like, you want to be the diehard sports fan.
Oh,
and
then
you
fall in love. Fever Pitch.
Fever right. Pitch. Yeah, Summer Catch. Oh, that's a great movie.
That was Freddie Prinze.
Jessica Biel. Yeah, but I feel like you want to be smarter. Like, you want to explain everything to her.
No, right? Because then when...
You'd feel intimidated if she was like, why are they bringing in Hader in the 7?
No. And well, I don't think intimidated's the right word. I think that it would just be annoying.
Okay, I don't think it's annoying at all. Like Shannon, she's reading Bud Selig's book. I mean, we got Bud Selig's book the other day delivered to us. She's reading it. She's halfway done with it.
Has she ever read Jerry Kramer's book?
No, but I bet. But you know what? She would do it though.
Ooh, God she bless would, her soul.
No.
If my wife ever started reading Bud Selig's book,
yeah,
I would leave her.
Why?
Because that's disgusting.
Do you know what the book is talking about? The history of the Brewers and talking about the financial end of baseball and all. It's a great book.
Disclaimer: I would never leave my wife. She's everything to me.
I was going
to
say you'd be so screwed.
Yeah.
So you don't want. So you want to keep your wife in the kitchen and all that. You don't want her being involved in liking sports at all. Here in the 21st century.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the roles have reversed. I love this.
Yeah, jeez. Chuck says no woman knows what a 4-3 is.
Yeah.
And he's
well, verily.
Frames goes on Amy Lawrence one time.
I said, I've never met a woman. I'm not saying there's not women out there. I've not met a woman or dated a woman who knows what a 4-3 is, and I don't care. But if she likes going to the games and, you know, like we got the season ticket package, she loves going to games, wants to go to the game tomorrow afternoon, I'm all for that, man.
Yeah, that's a great point. Absolutely. My wife's always like, I love baseball. I love going to the games. I just don't want to watch it on TV.
Now, well, maybe it's different because it's work. I mean, if I was a math teacher, I wouldn't want to come home and talk about algebra all night.
I mean, work. Work, but still, it's work. But I don't look at watching a game as being work.
No, I don't either. I would do it anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan. And I think to actually do this job, to work it, you should be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to. I'd rather, like, do something else.
Like what?
Like, talk about anything else.
Okay, but you can do that, too. You can do that. You could talk about other things with her. But, I mean, sports is part of it.
But, like, what about when you're really frustrated? When the Brewers drop 8 of 10, like, you're not at home just talking about it nonstop?
Well, I mean, we're not talking about sports. I mean, she and I aren't talking about sports all the time. We talk more about golf than we do about the Brewers, but going to the game, like last night, watching the game, she'll say, geez, here, Christian Yelich is coming up once again with nobody on base.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is, coming up with them. I mean, awesome, man.
The question that we're going to put out on Twitter for you guys to win some State Fair tickets today is, on a scale of 1 to 10, now this, it's not just guys, I mean, ladies participate, we're asking about your significant other. On a scale of 1 to 10, how into sports is the person you're with, and then let us know why you gave us that rating. So we are going to talk about ratings again today. On a scale of 1 to 10, how into sports is your significant other, and then tell us why. I would say mine's a 3. She'll watch the Packers and stuff, but we ain't breaking down no 4-3, man.
Okay, 10 being like she's watching football with
10
you.
10 being she is you. She is she is you with the wig that you do not wear that people think you have fake.
Yeah, people think I have hair extensions. I would say Shannon's probably about a 7. She's not, you know, she doesn't want to watch college football 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., which I totally get.
Damn it.
Wow, but I'll take a 7 as far as sports. Before I met her, she was probably about a 3 when it came to sports interest, maybe a 2. But she's probably a 7 when it comes to her passion for sports, which is pretty high, I think.
Now, is she really a 7 or is she just... Does she have to be a 7 to be with Free?
No, she doesn't have to be a 7.
Like, let's say she's you guys break up and she starts dating David Gruber. Like,
she's probably still got to go to games because Gruber's everywhere.
Yeah, and she got better seats, too.
Yeah, that's even worse.
But, you know, if she's going out with a guy, let's say, you know, some guy who doesn't care about sports, I don't see her. I don't see how she'd function in that.
414-799-1250. You could tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, on a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, she tells me all the time, God, thank goodness you're golfing a lot. Thank goodness you love the golf. I'm like, oh, man, those are great things to say to a guy.
God, not just my wife. If anybody's reading that Bud Selig book, you should be ashamed.
What?
It's a PR factory.
For what?
Him.
What do you mean it's a PR factory?
He's trying to repaint his legacy.
He's talking about his history. It talks about the Brewers. It talks about him, how the Brewers almost moved here and how he was a kid. Have you read it? It's
no.
A great book. Why would you say that?
Because I think Bud Selig listens to Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, and I'm trying to get him to call in. Hey, Bud, if you're listening, call in, Bud. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. On a scale of 1 to 10... your significant other, how big of a sports fan are they? You can dial us up, 799-1250, Also, tweet us with the hashtag CWLunch. You can win 4 tickets to the State Fair and $20 to Perkins. We'll have State Fair tickets to give away all week.
See, I think in this job, people think that's all you think about is sports. Like people that, if you go to family functions or whatever, first thing when somebody's got to strike up a conversation with you is about sports. And they don't necessarily have to do that.
Well, what sucks is like every time I go somewhere, family outing, whatever, everyone's always got the inside scoop on Rodgers. Hey, I'll tell you what's really going on with Rodgers and McCarthy there, Bart. You could use this one for your show, Derry. Everywhere I go.
Your family must be from Two Rivers.
Two Rivers, Manitowoc, yeah. All those trashy towns.
All right. I say a couple of bad things about Stevens Point. You get on me. You hate the whole East Coast of Wisconsin. The East Coast of Wisconsin, I call it.
Which brewer do you think I look the most like in history?
What brewer? Roy Howell.
Roy Howell?
Roy Howell. Look up Roy Howell.
Okay.
That's the first one that comes to mind. Roy Howell.
Okay.
Roy Howell.
Because I...
Platoon to third base with Don Money. Yeah. Did a little DHing on that 82 Brewer team.
Because I was going through some old cards like I've been doing for 3 years.
Am I right about Roy Howell?
Yeah. Well, I still like Ron Robinson.
Okay. Good guy.
And then if I were to shave, I'd be a dead ringer for Brian Clutterbuck.
Another guy? Yeah. God, Clutter. When Clut was coming to the game, man, hope you didn't have your own plan to go into the bars afterwards because he pitched right to 2 a.m. That's all bad he was.
I'm going to post all that.
What do you think I look like?
Matt Albers.
No, come on.
Give me a moment.
You have a more build than Matt Albers than I do.
No, you've got a larger face than me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, no.
You've got more square inches of face than I have.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I got a bigger gut, but you got a bigger face.
Albers, no.
You certainly have a bigger head.
Well, listen to you last 50 minutes, man. I don't know about that. I would say, I don't know.
I'll think of one for you. I'm going to post all these of me. 799-1250, 1 to 10, your significant other. How much do they like sports? Corey in Burlington, what's up, friend?
Corey.
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm a strong 10 fan, and my fiance couldn't really care less. You know, there's times when we're watching, like I play a lot of cribbage with my phone when we're watching Brewers games, and she'll come out and ask questions. And on the one hand, I can appreciate her asking things that I'm interested in, and on the other hand, I know she's so disinterested that I just wish she would stop. But she's a good sport because I do watch a lot of sports, and much like Corey, I'm till 1 a.m. making sure Oregon State covers plus 22.5. So yeah, I watch a little bit too much sports, and she's a good sport about it. There was a funny story though, real quick. Last weekend we were watching Brewers game, and I think it was the Brewers game, and Will Smith, the pitcher, was pitching, and my mom heard it, and she's like, Will Smith. Like, oh, I know who Will Smith is. It's like, Mom, there are, 6 billion people on Earth, and this guy's name is William Smith. No, it's not the same guy who is in
hey,
the flag.
Hey, parents just don't understand, my friend.
Wow! Wow! All right.
There you go.
Who are you? What?
What do you mean, who am I?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, not unbelievable.
Wow.
Yes, parents just don't understand.
You know, because when I go on Twitter at night, I see everybody watching the game, like every pitch. And you know, Twitter now, it's like every waking thought you have. People will just tweet no when something happens. And because you're following the game, you know what they're talking about. But I wonder, everybody seems to be doing the same. Like everybody's watching the game. Everybody's watching these games.
Mm-hmm.
So what are all the spouses up to?
I think they're watching it too. Or they're on their phone, okay, talking to their girls. Or they're, maybe doing something around the house. I mean, Shanna's watching the game with me, you know, on her phone or doing something else, reading, but watching the game too. You know?
I watch the game last night with my wife for a while, and then at a commercial, I turned on Monday Night Raw, and she stayed the night at her sister's. I haven't talked to her since.
Shannon wanted to go to these playoff games so badly. I covered the game. She got like a single ticket just to sit in the stands. She wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, Shannon's about two games away from getting a press credential.
Yeah, she goes to a lot of games. These games she wants to go to, which is a great. Better than that than the other one.
Why don't you have her cover a game?
Probably do a better job than half of the staff.
We've got world's busiest intern team ever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I could figure it out, may have my 8-year-old help me out someday.
Yeah, get him there.
Well, we do a thing in our car, like we're on rides or anything like that, between my 8-year-old and her. It's called Who's Dumber in Sports. So I give three questions and then they got to answer it. And trust me, sometimes you really, I want to blow my brains out when I hear it.
Give me an example question.
All right, we'll say, all right, Brewer third baseman, name this last name, Travis.
Okay. Helms.
Yeah. Trust me, I'll get answers like that.
Barker.
Yeah. Brooke.
Diener.
Kepka.
Travis Diener, 8 o'clock today.
Yeah, Travis joining us. We're going to ask him why he's not going to be playing on the Marquette TBT team.
Yeah.
We heard rumblings from Joe Chapman yesterday that Italy won't let him. Travis sent me a text. He goes, I'm not playing. And I said, yeah, I know. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8, I said.
Sam's in West Bend at 799-1250. Your wife, 1 to 10, sports. What is she?
She's probably about a 2, Bart. And she tells me every time, especially with the Packers, that I made her that because I've ruined all sports for her because I'm such a maniac when I watch the game.
Okay.
So like the opposite of Chuck. Chuck got Shannon to go up the rating. You destroyed your wife.
Yeah.
Because she actually, I think if I weren't in the room, would like to watch the Packers. She likes Aaron Rodgers and she, but when I'm screaming and yelling and, trying to throw things and stuff, she says, this isn't even fun, and she walks out. So, I ruined it for her, but I guess that's part of it, right?
Yeah, I think the last thing I've thrown a few things during, she's in the room. Didn't hit her, but
Remember
the NCAA basketball tournament when Wisconsin was playing at Madison Square Garden with that game where they lost to Florida. God, I was throwing stuff out the window. That was a Friday night. I remember I was losing my mind at that game. Probably the last time I really lost it.
Yeah, it's like that with me with almost every packing. I mean, not where I break things, but I'll throw the remote control into the couch or things that kind of stuff,
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thanks for the call, Sam.
All right, Sam.
414-799-1250. Let's talk to Dan. He's on the northwest side. Dan, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. My girlfriend, sports in general, I put about a 7. Brewers, an absolute 10. I mean, she was born in Laos and grew up in Hawaii, and she came to Wisconsin in about 2000, late 90s, early 2000s, and she got married. But anyway, when I met her, I said, just Brewers this, Brewers that, just a fanatic. When she was a little girl in Hawaii, her dad worked for the CIA, and they listened to the games all the time. And back in the 80s, she said a lot of people in Hawaii she grew up in Honolulu. All the people around were all Brewer fans because people don't realize that in the 80s, like Molitor, Gantner, all those guys were rock stars. It was kind of global. She said for football, it's like the Raiders, the 49ers were the teams that were followed. But baseball was absolutely the Brewers. So she is just a
nut. Really?
I've never seen a woman, and I'll tell you what, using the expression before, not to brag, she's in her mid-40s, but she's a dime. And my friends go, wow, you hit the jackpot. Holy cow, like she is. Well, I manage a bar. They're like, they love having her around for the game. She is just with a rally towel. And last year in the playoffs, I never saw anyone more devastated after that game 7.
Don't lose that girl, my friend.
What's that?
Don't lose that girl.
Oh, no, that's what everybody says. I swear, man, every day I'm just trying to, all right, man, don't screw this one up.
Yeah.
But she's something else, man. And I helped her move in. She bought a house in Pewaukee recently. I helped her move in. Her bedroom looked like a 12-year-old boy in 1982. She's got Young, Molitor, Bobblehead. She's got Bob Uecker, Cecil Cooper. She's got like Ben Olivey's autographed picture on her wall. I mean, everything. She is like insane.
Sure. Like, some girls, they grew up in houses where.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
It's a sports family.
Send me a picture.
Like, Shannon grew up.
Or maybe a couple.
In a house where she had two brothers and a sister and a sports family. Dad plays softball and all that. But the girls in the family, they weren't the. It was all about the boys, and you know the dad. They were all in the sports, but the girls weren't much into it. Now it's kind of changed. You know, Shannon, of the four siblings there, she's probably the biggest sports fan. Plays is the most active. Plays the most golf. But as a kid, she didn't do any of that stuff. And she was like, and now she's like, man, I wish I would have done. I wish I would have played golf. I wish I was more into sports as a kid. Just never was into it. But was always about my brothers.
Missy tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Both my boyfriend and I are 10s with all sports. Heather says he's a 4, which is why I could easily convert his Houston native soul into a true Packers, Brewers, and Bucks fan. So she was dating a guy from Houston and got him to like the teams up here. 414-799-1250. Jeremy is on the north side. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Jeremy.
How y'all doing? I want to say I'm a 9, just because I don't know the ins and outs of baseball, but I like to watch it. And my lady.
Nah, you could be a 10. It's a hit, and then it's fine. You're a 10. I'm going to make you a 10.
Okay, I'm a 10. Okay, but my lady, I want to give her 2 3/4.
Okay.
Okay, why is that?
Just because she would watch only the home team, like Milwaukee, Green Bay Packers, and I'm surprised she even watched baseball. But she would watch any of the if our team's not playing, she's not gonna watch.
Oh, that's okay though. Don't give her such a low rating because of that though. I mean, you're saying she's not gonna watch the Washington Nationals and New York Mets. So I give her a pass on that.
Well, I mean, I only give her a low rating because when I met her. Me and my girl have been dating for, I can say, 7 years now. She never watched sports until this Bucks run. Like, she still asks me, like, why do they shoot the ball when they get fouled? She don't understand the concept of that. So it's like, I'm still teaching her. So, okay, I give her a 3.
Yeah. Well, I'm still explaining why, you know, certain fouls are shooting fouls and other ones it's side out. So that's still an ongoing education in our house.
I'm still having a hard time between a block and a charge, so I mean, I wouldn't worry about that.
Aren't we all? That's a never-ending
God, debate. I hate that. I just hate that.
That's just never-ending.
I hate it.
Congrats
to the Memphis Grizzlies, by the way. Grayson Allen and the Memphis Grizzlies, Summer League champions last night. I don't know how much of that you watched.
Zero. Not with that Brewer game going on last night. I couldn't get pulled away from the Brewer game.
I saw the score, and it was like 3 minutes in the fourth quarter, and it was a 2-point game or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'll turn it on. And I thought, it's a championship game, so at least it'd be exciting. The gym was dead. The atmosphere was dead. The announcers were dead.
Did they give him a trophy for winning it all? Or?
I turned it off.
Oh, you did?
I turned it off because Grayson Allen got to the line and had a big Grayson Allen smile. And I said, I ain't watching anymore of this.
Grayson Allen. Hopefully the Bucks never get that guy on the team.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm from Fondy. Chuck is about as an adopted son as you can get out of Fond du Lac. And then there's also, of course, the favorite son of Fond du Lac, Travis Diener. And now, last year we talked to him a bunch in the summer because he was on the Golden Eagles alumni team in that tournament, the basketball tournament. He made some big shots. He looked very good. And he ended up playing again in Italy and had a really nice run. And this year, he's not playing again. I think because he's playing in Italy, which if the Bucks are letting Giannis play in the summer, why can't Travis's FC Perosa team let him play?
Yeah, Joey Chapman yesterday, who was on that Final Four team with Marquette, with Travis, says that Italy won't let him play. We'll find out why. I mean, Italy says, so if he played, Italy would say, no, we're not welcoming you back to our team next year. Travis pushing four.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.